And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the Guides. And our topic this week is facing future with love, not fear. We wish you a happy beginning of this new year, 2025. It is a time of turning, of new beginnings, of resetting what your heart desires for this next time frame of 12 months and beyond. Your heart's desire is God flowing through you, so you may trust this. Culture causes you not to trust your heart's desire, but trust, and all is well when you do this. As you turn to this new year, we ask you to check yourself. Are you looking at the new year through glasses or lenses of fear and constriction and temperance? Temperance being what you are afraid of, what you believe might cause you damage, so you pull in? Or are you facing this new time, this future, with an open heart, with relaxation, with freedom and joy and trust? Facing forward, facing future with love means trusting, openness, willingness to step into areas that are new, and in this they may feel uncomfortable. But if it is guided by God and your spirit, that voice that says, yes, move into this arena, try this, do this, this is with love you are stepping forward. Love equals trust, comfort, courage, wisdom, agreeing to do God's will on earth, fear is discouragement, constriction. Belief that you could be harmed or damaged if you listened to God. Fear is freezing you, paralyzing you, keeping you in a box, in containment. Fear, as you know, is the MO of your ego mind. It is an old, old mind, primitive in many ways, because it is only about your survival. And with that, it is always looking for areas, possibilities that you may be hurt, that you may not survive something. This is old patterning, dear ones. We ask you this week in the new year to check your thinking every moment. Because the future is not just 2 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now. The future is every new moment. The future is the next moment, and the next moment, and the next moment. How is your system meeting each new moment, each new future? Is it meeting each moment with ease, with trust, with openness, open-heartedness, confidence, love, curiosity, a sense of yes, let's open this up. What do we have here? Oh, good. Or are you meeting each next moment with trepidation, with anxiety, worry, fear, closing down, constricting? You will feel this in your body, and we ask you to check your body. Is your body open and free, breathing fully, relaxed? Or is your body tightening up, clutching, fearful? Are your muscles, your jaw, are they constricting, gripping, holding things still? Life is intended to flow beautifully, like a river that is open and free, moving, cleansing, moving things along, cleansing, clearing out the stuck places. This is how your life is designed, dear ones. Your body, mind, and spirit, each moment, each future, is there for you to arrive and to be open and to experience God's love and freedom and goodness and power and wisdom and knowingness and right action. All of it is there if you will meet future with love, not fear. Take a moment right now and fill yourself with love, with light, truth, comfort, kindness, and experience that in your body. It is heaven, yes? And now fill your thought with fear, with anxiety, and worry, and concern, angst, clutching, grievances, anger, rage. Feel that in your body. And there we are. Come back to neutral. Which do you choose, dear ones? Love is how you are designed. Love, that is your true place of authority, of wisdom, of life on earth. It is not fear. God designed this realm with love, 100%. Anything that is fear-based is an illusion. It is a lie. So as you turn to this new year, It is your choice. Every moment, every new future. Turn to it with love. Have the courage. Have the kindness, the self-love to choose love, not fear. We ask you to try this out this week, and you will see the magic, the love of God on earth, the presence of God and your spirit with you every moment, every new future. Turning to future with love. This is our request of you this coming week and all of this year. Blessings on you at every level of your being for 2025. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.